Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And we're going to talk. My goal is to make this really short because I am in the middle of a TV binge. I wanted to share with you what it is. Shadow Hunters. It was a free forum show, and I found it. I don't know. I was searching for something. I was looking for shows like Charmed. And the new Charmed, because thank God for the pandemic. Like, I got into shows I would have never have watched. Like, I'm a Sex and the City Mad Men girl, and I like Billions. I liked, HBO shows, but because of the pandemic, I was out of shows, so I started watching stuff I probably would have never watched. So I got into Charmed, the new one. And then from there, I was like, what other shows are like this? And so what came up was Shadow Hunters, and I'm really enjoying it. I just started season two. In case you're new to my program, I am Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. I've got a tip for you today on the law of attraction that I think will be really beneficial in your manifestation journey. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the up-level intuitive coaching package and the massive result intuitive coaching package. Okay, let's talk about this tip and where it came from. I love everybody that I work with. Like, I can honestly say I am so blessed. Every energy that comes through my business is just high vibrational and amazing. And one of the people in the Joy Group, we were talking about a manifesting technique that comes up often in, manifesting love. Like, you set your lover a place at the table. I think she listens to this program. So this one's for you, and she knows. And so I was like, yeah, well, did you try that? And she's like, I think that's lame. And, she's a ridiculously smart woman. And of course, like, most of these things sound lame. So I wanted to talk about this. And you might be introduced to a manifestation technique, a meditation, scripting, affirmations, releasing work. I'm often encouraging you to do releasing work, tapping, raising your frequency, right? Being high vibrational. All of these techniques work. That's why they are in circulation. That's why you've heard about them. And sometimes that ego-based part of us that wants to stay safe and doesn't want to change, even though that change is going to be far more beneficial. I just read something in a book I'm reading right now on the law of attraction, and the teacher talked about how the ego is going to fight you because it wants to keep you safe. But then once you make that shift and your frequency is high and you've manifested what you want, and maybe you're working on the next manifestation, then the ego is completely on board. So keep that in mind, that sometimes our reactions to an exercise, a process, being consistent about it is resistance. And that's all just the ego's way of trying to keep you the same, right? Because if you stay the same, then everything's predictable, even the shitty stuff. And so you have to kind of convince yourself. That's where I want to go with this. You have to convince yourself just by saying, like, hey, self. Does everybody else talk to themselves like this? Hey, self, listen. I know we're going to start this thing. We're going to start scripting. We're going to start doing these affirmations. We're going to start doing this meditation. We're going to just start being in appreciation more. We're going to set a place at the table for our future partner. And I know, self, you're going to think this is kind of lame, and we might want to skip some days, and we might want to make excuses. But this is the opportunity of a lifetime. And sometimes it's not going to feel amazing. It's not going to feel like cartwheels, but self, again, you're talking to the self, we're going to do this because we know it works. we don't even need to know how it works, and it's probably better that we don't know how. And I know we're really smart, and we have all these fancy degrees, and we're just, you know, amazing. And so then we bring up all this esoteric stuff and using our imagination and tapping into energy and being high vibe, and we want to make fun of it, but we're still drawn to it. And so it's just bullshit if we're pretending like this isn't going to work. So let's just decide it works. We don't need to know how it works. We're going to trust that it works. We know that it works. And we're just going to be consistent about it. And that is the conversation, friends, you're going to have with yourself. You're just going to have to commit to, I don't know how this works, but it works. I have a, you know, I have this said a couple podcasts ago, Spirit had given me the message to do this very particular meditation that I have every single day of this month. And immediately, it was like 8 days into the month, I had only done 4 days. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be really rock solid committed to it. And it works. Oh my God, it works. And I didn't start seeing results until, you know, this is, you know, where are we at? The 24th day of the month. I didn't start seeing results until like 3 days ago. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's just a consistency, right? And now it's to the point where I just roll over and I put it on, and I know my subconscious can hear it, and I do it every morning, and I just do it. And it's so weird. I'm not having this like wildly uplifting spiritual experience in the process, though it does peep in there. There are definitely moments where I'm like, ooh, that was good. But it's not like that all the time, you know, and I think that it's something to be said about consistency and routine. And I think that's where we as humans really get off track, whether it's a eating program or a goal we want to accomplish. We have trouble being consistent. And you don't have to be energetically consistent. You don't have to love it every single minute of the day. No, it's best if you don't think it's lame, but you just have to kind of be neutral about it. If you can be in that neutral space, then it's doing its job. And just trust that all the pieces are lining up in the background of your life to deliver you the next miracle. So let's review. Any law of attraction, manifestation, spiritual practice that you begin, you might in the beginning have this like, whew, wow, that was amazing. And you feel high and excited and joyful and amazed. And then it's going to level off, and it might even start to feel a bit boring. It's fine to stay at boring, totally fine to stay at boring. If it's starting to feel lame and cynical, take a step back and say, why do I have to be negative about this? Why do I not want to change? Right? Because if it's going to get you what you want, and it will, if you stay consistent, it will. And at the divine perfect time in the divine perfect way, if you can hear my voice right now, that means that what you want will manifest if you stay consistent. What you want will manifest if you stay consistent. I'll repeat for the cheap seats. What you want will manifest if you stay consistent. And the only thing that will get in the way is if you quit. So don't quit. And don't be an asshole to yourself about it. Just do it. Stay neutral. Like, it's really good. Like, I have this meditation. I put it on, and then I get up. I make coffee. I put on my affirmations. And then I go, like, it's playing throughout the house. So I'll go about my morning little routine, and it's doing its job. Do I need to see angels and hear the sound of heaven every single morning to know it's working? No. I just know it's working. So keep showing up for yourself. Don't give up. It all works. It all works. It all works. It all works. And I'm saying that to you over and over and over again for a reason. Because the ego will always want you to stay small, right? There's always going to be a part of you that's going to rebel. And you can engage that rebellion as much as you want. But then you can also say, you know what? I'm the adult in this life. And so I'm going to choose to be aware of this rebellion. And I'm also going to set my limit on how far I'm going to go with this rebellion. And I'm going to pull myself back and get back on track, whatever back on track is for you. And it's fine if back on track is boring. That's totally fine. It'll get you there. It will get you there. So that's my show. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are ready to use the principles of the law of attraction and manifestation and intuition for your highest and greatest good, if you are ready to go to the next level, I would love to support you. Love, 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 love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And of course, pay extra close attention to the up-level intuitive coaching package and the massive result intuitive coaching package. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter. I send 2 intuitive messages to you a week. I pour every piece of wisdom in my soul into those messages so that they are a combination of prescriptive, predictive, healing wisdom to help you live the life of your dreams. Thank you for listening to this program. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're amazing. You're wonderful. You are awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.